Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is Nick, and I'm trying to answer your questions from Twitter. If you have a question for the show, head on to Twitter and ask me. My name is Nick Vegas over on Twitter, and I'd love to try to answer a question if you have one. Let's go right into the question here we have today from Caleb. Caleb's asking, do you have any cheap or free resources for learning storytelling? He says, without that, all the other stuff means nothing, and it's hard to find online. So Caleb, thanks for the question. And I think this is important for anyone in a creative field. A lot of the technical stuff, how do you use all the software? How do you use Photoshop and After Effects and editing software and all that stuff? That stuff's easy to find, right? But the storytelling and the theory behind all that stuff is a little bit harder to find online. And what I would recommend anyone do is start to learn the fundamentals of what you're trying to accomplish, right? So for me, and I've told this story many times, I got obsessed with how software worked way before I got into any of the language or any of the emotion or any of the design aspects of what I did for a living. So for me, it was After Effects. I thought After Effects was the coolest piece of software. I still do. But I obsessed over learning the tool first without understanding that what makes all the stuff cool that I liked watching wasn't that it was made in After Effects. It was that it was made by really good storytellers and really good designers and people that had something to say. And I realized that a little bit too late in my career. I finally, after years and years of obsessing over software, realized that I needed to learn some of these things that Caleb is asking about. So how do you do that? Well, what I would do is understand what part of it that, what's the part of the process that you're missing. So a lot of this is just understanding where you're lacking. So for me, it was just raw design skills. I did not know about design. I didn't even know it was a thing I needed to learn, right? So what is that thing that you're needing to learn? Caleb's asking about storytelling. So he probably does animation or editing. How do you start to learn that stuff? Well, I would look at learning storytelling from storyboarding. That would be one process to do it. Find a movie, a scene, a commercial. Find something online where they're showing you the storyboards of how they storyboarded it out before they actually made the final piece. This is in movies. They storyboard everything. Look at Pixar is great with this. Look at Pixar behind the scenes videos. They'll show you the storyboard before they even start to animate all this stuff. They have the where the camera is placed, and they have the action of the shot. They show over-the-shoulder shots. They show close-ups and establishing shots. And you start to learn the language of visual storytelling by listening to people that make storyboards and listening to the people that write the stories and how they do it. And in fact, Pixar is a great one for this. If you could get some behind the scenes, some commentary about that kind of stuff. So look for visual storytelling books. Look for intro to filmmaking books, right? So what you're, it sounds like what you're trying to learn is the visual language and the theory about how all this stuff comes together. Because ultimately, what you are trying to do is convey an emotion from what you're making to your viewer. And this is with anything visual. What is the point, right? What is the emotion? What is the feeling you want to have in your viewer? And this works, by the way, not just with commercial work, but also with posters, with advertisements. If you're making an ad for your product, if you're making a visual, if you're making a blog post, if you're making anything you're making, right? You're making it in order to influence and in order to tell a story and in order to create an emotion in the viewer. Okay, so realize what that is. And so with filmmaking in particular, and with storyboarding and with all this language. And again, you don't have to be an editor or a motion graphics artist or anything to get something out of this. There is a collective language that we all understand as a society because we've watched TV and we've watched movies. And so there are tropes, right? Look up common storytelling tropes and understand why they exist. So for example, you're in a scary movie, you're watching a scary movie, and the scary music, it gets really quiet in the room, and then the scary music starts to build up. Okay, so what does that mean? What is that emotion that they're trying to do? Well, they're trying to make it, make the scene very intense. They're trying to warn the audience that something is about to happen, right? And we get tensed up, right? And we get a close-up of our character with a flashlight under their face, scared, right? We get scared looks. We get scary music. We get the swelling music. And all of that is intentional to get a reaction from the audience. And those tropes, those signals are there to tell us how to feel. And you can use this in your own work. So if you have bright colors and fun, bouncy, fun little things, that's going to feel fun and cartoon and feel young and feel youthful. Okay? If you use things like metal and black textures and very contrasty and things are moving very slowly, right? That's more epic. Okay? That's more, you know, masculine, and it's very, like Gatorade commercial and stuff like that, right? Or like, think of like a Transformers movie or something, very like that. So all of these things, all of that is a language, okay? And that language changes over time. There was a time when all sitcoms had laugh tracks because that was a cue to let the audience know that was a joke and we're going to let them laugh and we're all in the same room together and we're all laughing together. Well, lately, the laugh track has fallen out of favor because the expectation now is that the audience is too sophisticated to need a laugh track now. Laugh tracks are now looked down upon because it's condescending almost, because the expectation of the audience is different. So you have to stay up on these things. Caleb's asking about actual resources for this stuff. And I've gone on a tangent, but I'm trying to describe that these resources are everywhere. If you're watching a TV show, if you're watching a movie, if you're watching a commercial, dissect it and see what emotions you were feeling and why you felt them, right? So what was the music like? What were the colors like? What was the story of that commercial? Was it a family-based commercial? Was it a you're missing this in your life commercial? Was it you're getting old and this will make you less ugly story? Like, what is the story and how can you apply that to your next project? And so one last thing I wanted to add was that photography for me was a big game changer for this. Becoming a photographer, learning how to frame photos, learning the emotions of taking photos from above, from below, portraits, what lens to pick, all that stuff I learned as a photographer, and I also learned it through filmmaking books. Now, I didn't read filmmaking books to make films. I read filmmaking books to understand the language of photography and the what a close-up was and what an over-the-shoulder shot was and what an establishing shot was. And I started to think about taking photos in that language. And it made my photography that much better by understanding the rules understanding that there are tropes. There is an entire language that we all share as humans because we all watched similar movies and have similar experiences. So how can you start to learn that? My theory is that we know a lot of this emotionally. We just have to start connecting why we're feeling this emotion to what we're watching and saying, oh, I get it. They're using this swelling orchestra music to try to get me to cry, right? They're doing this in order to make me scared. They're doing this in order to get me excited, right? Learn that language, and your simplest of animations or edits or posters or whatever you're making today will stand out because you will have a better language to talk to your customer, to talk to your community, and make something that connects. Because that's really all we're trying to do. We're trying to convey an emotion in your listener, in your viewer, in your whatever you're doing, right? So you have to learn the language so that you can communicate properly. So hopefully that was helpful. Specific books, find a book of an author that you like, right? See if there's a filmmaker that has broken down some of these processes. Look at behind the scenes. Pick up a magazine about filmmaking or storyboarding or any of these things that you may be into and think about it. But the biggest thing you could do is next time you find yourself reacting to something visual, try to connect the dots on why you had that reaction and see if you could see what it is in that image or video that made you get that reaction. And that way, now you're learning from everything, not just a book, right? So hopefully that was helpful. Thank you for the question, Caleb. And if you have a question, head on over to Nick Vegas on Twitter and ask me a question there and hopefully get it answered in the next podcast. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in another podcast real soon. Bye, everybody.